Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Oh, wow. Pour it out, every drop.
Have I got a story?
Pour Paige some, too, if you would, fat boy. You want some, Paige? Hand him a glass. Pour it in.
What are we drinking?
That's something real good.
May your cup runneth over, baby.
No spilleth, please.
Well, here's a story on beverages, if you will. A fake new campaign wants people to send their pee to cool data centers. That's brilliant.
Yes. This is what I made the joke on the other day when we talked about how you cool them down.
Toilet water.
Because, the recycled toilet water, but they're not just going to, suck all the water and make it look like Walhalla water. They're going to go, coolant or, radiator fluid to put in there. Or pee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, again, the big misnomer is you can't cool them down without water. You can. It's just way cheaper to, like you were saying, antifreeze. Or there's all kinds of different variables of that.
Why don't they put windmills on top of the roof and cool them down with breeze? And it's
free.
There
or that or solar panels or whatever. I don't know. Maybe they are using some of that. But again, like I said yesterday, Japan or China One built theirs in the ocean.
Oh, and beautiful.
Now, again, over here, though, is PETA worldwide or is that just in America?
Worldwide.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
For the ethical treatment.
That's a good ass question.
All people? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So I guess, some people say, what happens to the... But once they used the water to cool it out, they squirt it out back into the ocean.
Yeah.
But
what is China doing? You said they're in the water, but how does that affect it?
They use the water. It's already there. They're not taking it from a source. Like they were talking about Lake Mead now is at an all-time low and that they're going to have to cut off. Four states, by the way, that's where my simple damn mind can't fathom how that works. How does the water get from Lake Mead to four states?
I think locally they did that with a few counties get it from Kiwi or somewhere up there.
But isn't that wild to think about though? But the water supply and then the data center stuff and then you got Bill Gates buying cities water rights.
But all the people will be dead if you can't drink water. So how are you going to make money when people are dead?
By George, you got it.
So everybody's going to die in the world.
We'll have AI, though.
What about Lake Bowen?
But who's going to use AI?
Lake Bowen?
Lake Bowen in Spartanburg. Is that where they get all their water from?
Oh, God. What if there was a Bowen heart?
So in court right now in Atlanta, there's
Facebook fussing.
They're debating over a huge amount of data centers that are being built there. I wonder if they're I'm sure it's everywhere in the United States.
Go look behind Greenville Pickens Speedway. Somebody tell me what the hell all of those buildings are. Now, I think you can drive up there, but I never see any traffic going in or out. And, I'm by there when I think of the time
That's
of day.
That's where Kevin Whitaker's building his doomsday bunker.
are the data centers already there? What's in there?
It's sponsored by Chevrolet. I'm kidding. I don't know that he has a bunker. I'd like to know if he did. I'd like an invite. And
What happens?
Cylinders tear down.
How do
point.
They protect? Water is probably one of the fiercest elements, right?
I'd put pee right up there with it.
Yeah. Well, I would say so. There's a flood. There's a hurricane that happens. What happens to the data centers? How do they stop that from flooding in? How do they prevent breaking pipes? How do they prevent something?
You know what?
Right. Am I asking too many damn questions? Because it just, it's common sense.
To me, you are. I mean, just because
it's just common sense.
I can't fathom how we. But then again, I don't understand how aqueducts worked back in Egyptian days.
You just want me to turn the mic off? I mean, she can turn it back on where she's at, so I don't know.
Mark called. Mark's on the hotline. It's headlines, though, Mark.
Quit harassing the cops, Donald.
Oh, it's Donald.
What did I say?
I don't know. Fat Boy said that. Talking about turning your mic off.
Nah, it's just my little bit when you were talking about water being fierce and people can't drink it and they'll die.
Okay. I'm thinking, has anybody really studied that? Because
if you don't drink water, you'll die.
I am not drinking unpurified water because the water is going to the data center.
But do you know this is one of the weird things is that we can't drink. I was saying when we first got into the conflict over the latest one, I said the stranglehold to them is their water. Like, mm-hmm. If you want to, don't go bomb their oil fields or whatever. Go get their water purification system because all they have is ocean water. So we can't drink ocean water and drink it like water. But do you know that there have been times when you can look this up. There's been times where people needed blood transfusions and couldn't find the right type of blood, and they used water from the ocean, and it worked.
For blood?
Yes.
Well, I think O is universal. You can use O.
I'm talking about ocean water.
How many people were O,
They replaced human blood with ocean water, and it worked.
Yeah, I might have to snopes that one. You know some people drink coffee with their ass? Like, what is up with that?
It's a coffee enema.
I think you might have got worked on that one.
No, I didn't either. No. Just because you ain't never heard it. I've got two books that I read in each bathroom when I go to the bathroom.
Your books.
It's called Learn a Lot When You're Sitting on the Pot.
And say you don't read. You're a liar.
Well, only when I'm taking a poo.
My
phone's charging.
Why harass me and bug me for a blood donation because you claim you're short when you can just go to the ocean and get it?
I'm going to source that right now.
And you can give me all the movie tickets, Debbie Cakes.
What I'm thinking is the average citizen will have to build a well, and we have to depend on rainwater when
you can't. Yeah,
that's how we're going to be living.
Some counties, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to collect rainwater in some counties. And
I feel like this is,
I have no idea why.
Two separate things.
How is it two separate things?
I feel like you're talking about survival, and you're talking about data centers.
It's the same thing that's going to happen if something happens to the water.
But
we will die.
Listen.
It's the same thing.
Prohibition was not about not wanting Americans not to drink. It was because they figured out, the old rednecks figured out how to make petroleum and how to make gas because they were running tractors on that stuff. That's what that was about. With this right here, they can cool down the data centers with other things, but what's cheap and free and available is water.
Mm-hmm.
So they can use that, but it's the cheapest way to do it. It's like making a windmill is energy. It's like wind. It costs nothing.
It's free. It would make more sense to do that.
Then what about, so why are we paying for water at all? The piping, the distribution.
We are paying, but
that's
but
everybody gripes and says, why is water?
I grew up in a place where there were water shortages from north to northern California to
right.
LA.
Right.
It's Tom Selleck.
It's like a big deal.
Yeah.
So with that in my mind, where people were, the groundwater, the water that you drink out of the tap was not good. We drank out of bottled water my whole life growing up. Like you'd buy a bottle of water like the one outside.
So Newsom couldn't manage the water reservoir. Like who's doing it then?
So,
we have a clip actually.
I see your mama's big old motherfucking behind.
So is that we're going to have to spend a lot of money on water just to brush our teeth and stuff?
But the thing is, though, it's like people who want to – give me another one. I need it.
Okay.
You laugh,
and then your bills go up. You laugh.
Mm-mm. I ain't looking to argue. I just think you're missing the point is that people who, say they want to defund the police because it costs too much
Donald
money. Well – then who are you going to call when
Sovereign Donald,
when things are bad or you need help? You know, I think the same thing goes for that. Is water is, should it be? Should we pay for water? No, but the water system, water company, whoever made the piping and do all the stuff. I'd hate to have to lay my own pipe.
Boys to Men tried to tell you, don't let it run dry.
I mean, for real, like, think about that. I mean, taxes, yeah, they bend us over and don't even use a rubber. But they would you want to make roads yourself? Would you want to go to your neighbor and say, "Guy, we're taking up a pool to make this road here"?
Because they'd be all crooked.
No, nobody would do it. It's like,
I'd have to go see the King's boys.
It's
say,
the good with the bad. It's the good. Same thing with like the flock cameras. It's going to be a time when we're going to say, "God, thank God we were able to find that guy or girl." She's like,
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The guy, though, guys.
Yeah.
Trying to find the guy. Can't find him. Oh, but the flock camera saved it. But God bless it. They also caught me going to the porno store. Oh.
I found it.
Guess what, guys?
God's watching all the time.
That's right.
He's watching right now.
He sees when you pull up to the corner of a playground and just stare.
He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He knows when you give something you shouldn't touch a couple shakes.
Yeah. So
you better be good.
Be good, for Christ's sake. Yeah. Or whatever it says.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Don't be naughty.
Shabbat shalom. No. As-salamu alaykum.
All right, well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headline.
And here we say, Merry Christmas.
Give me three Hail Marys and a 2-liter laugh.
Put a cherry on it.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, I don't have any notes about what anything's going on here. So, Brian, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
I need some help figuring out how to say something to my wife without completely screwing it up.
What do you want to tell her?
Oh, God. Yeah, RC.
Did she go to the right place there, bud?
I want my wife to start wearing makeup again.
<That's> right. Oh, I can.
Me too.
I can tell where this is going to go.
See, that's exactly why I'm calling you guys first. You know.
Wait a minute. How long has she not been wearing makeup?
Probably about like 6 months. Completely stopped. Nothing at all.
Oh man.
Why did she? She find out like there's like something awful in makeup, or is she doing the Pam Anderson thing, or what?
Because apparently makeup is killing everybody now.
No. Paige is shaking her head. Paige is wearing makeup right now, so I have to disagree with that.
She got that Merle Norman.
That boy's wearing eyeliner right now. I see nothing wrong with him.
I gotta keep that ultra. Can't go back.
I mean, that's my version. Her version is, you know, like toxins, chemicals, metals, stuff getting absorbed through your skin. You know, she started reading about what's exactly in makeup, and once she started researching it, you know, that was it.
Oh, I've seen that, like black plastic, and is she normally into stuff like that?
Black plastic?
Yeah, you can't eat out of black plastic because it's like, you know, the worst of the plastics.
Yeah, that's what everybody eats. All the trays that you get from every single restaurant is black plastic.
Why?
And then you reheat it in the oven.
But why?
Cancerous.
Why specifically the? I'm not looking for a joke here, but like literally, I've often wondered why the red food coloring causes cancer more than any other food coloring.
Well, the yellow too now.
The yellow.
Yeah. If you let RFK do his job, we'll get the vegetable dyes, and the stuff gets worked out of the system.
Okay, I will. So.
Well, she's not sitting around, you know, talking about, you know, aliens or the Earth being flat.
That's not funny. Smart butt.
If she hears something, you know, she hears something bad for you, we're about to spend, you know, 3 weeks investigating it.
Right. Well, women love mysteries. She went down this rabbit hole before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like food dyes, seed oils. plastics, nonstick pans, cleaning products. I mean, there was a stretch where I couldn't bring groceries home without her turning, you know, everything around and reading every ingredient and all that.
Well, it ain't bad,
now,
though.
Is there a reason? Does she have rashes, inflammation, or anything?
Well,
that's private.
Tatter. Okay.
No, we're talking about HIPAA? Her face. If she's having problems with makeup or, you know, certain products.
Call Giggies because she needs some gold bun.
Has she ever changed your mind with any of this stuff? Like all the research she's done or whatever?
Oh, that's the annoying part. Yeah.
Seedles.
See? I mean, it's true. Like I was talking about last week with the ice cream flavored dessert. It doesn't say that it's just ice cream. So, yes.
Frozen treat.
And I understand why people feel that way because the company that I work for is going more natural and they grow everything and pretty much as much as they can.
Odyssey makeup.
And a lot, you know, as far as the red dye and using the crushed beetles for red lipstick, many.
What?
Crushed beetles?
Yeah, that's
they use carmine. Crushed beetles for lipstick?
Carmine, but the company that I work for does not do that.
Which lipstick are we talking about, first off?
There, if you look at the ingredients on red lipstick and it's carmine, that is a crushed red beetle.
Mm. Talking about right here, right? Like up here.
I thought she meant like a communist Paul McCartney.
No, but that's what a lot of the red dye is.
Let's talk about bottom one.
Brian, let me ask this before Mary Kay here goes off on a tangent. toward Fat Boy because he drives a pink car. When she does these conspiracies or what have you, are there any of them where you're like, holy crap, she's kind of right about this?
I mean, you know,
there's
got to
be some where you're like,
yeah, there've been like a couple where I thought she was nuts, and then she showed me what she'd been reading, and I'm like, all right, maybe you got a point,
right?
Okay. So you're not completely dismissing what she's found out, at least about the makeup.
No. Some of the crap she showed me, I'm like, okay, that's probably not great. I just don't know how we got from that to, you know, never wearing makeup again, you know?
Ooh, that'd be tough.
Was she, you know, really into makeup before? Like, did she not like wearing it before? Like, oh, I hate having to put on this face every day kind of thing? I tell you.
Yeah, put my face
As down. A man, I can be... Like I from and we won't say where I live, but I can be at work in 15 minutes. A woman, she can't. No, sure, you'll see a woman on the weekends throwing the ball cap on, pulling it down real low so you can't see her. I feel bad for that lady.
If you trip down your driveway, you'd be at work in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and I understand because I don't wear a lot of makeup when I don't have to. And
I know.
Thank you for that.
She never complained about it.
She what? Like she almost seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, she bought it herself. She tried different stuff. Sometimes she'd ask me if I liked something she'd done, you know, with her eyes or whatever. And it wasn't like I was making her wear makeup for 15 years, you know.
All right.
And then, how long ago did this happen? Did you say?
This happened about 6 months ago.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. It feels like that, but it's basically overnight. Like, she started researching it. She threw a bunch of it away, her makeup, and said she wasn't putting that crap on her face anymore.
So we're talking about, like, you know, not serious situations, but what if you go somewhere? Like, you go to a nice restaurant or whatever.
They're doing church pictures for the director.
Yes. Like, she's still not going to wear it then?
She said none. Like dinner, date nights, weddings, going out with friends. She's gone like cold turkey.
Is she still dressing nice, though? Like still getting, you know, dolled up, just, you know, with the hair and everything? Or?
Oh, yeah. She does her hair, you know, nice clothes, jewelry, perfume, you know, all that.
So she hasn't let herself go is what you're saying. It's not that.
No. Yeah. No. That's not what I'm saying at all. No.
What do you think it is that she's not doing?
I just think if you're going somewhere nice, you make yourself presentable.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh.
Presentable? To who?
You know what I mean.
Do you wear makeup?
Better be careful, Brian.
Why?
Guys wear makeup, too. I do makeup on guys.
Straight men don't, I have to say.
Well, I mean,
unless
they're
on TV.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're saying she's not...
Like your wife.
Like not presentable without it, you know?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, how can we help you get her to make put makeup on. That's kind of a hard thing to do.
I wouldn't say that to her. Well, I know Brian, but like you got to understand, like Paige is like very pro makeup, and that's fine. I feel the plight of women having to wear makeup, but like when let's say you're going out with friends or these places you just mentioned, like what do you yourself do when you're going somewhere to get ready?
Okay, I shower, I shave. You know, I fix my hair. I put some cologne on. I put on something decent, at least. That's a given.
Look, this is coming from me, and I hate doing this. I hate being devil's advocate.
You didn't say what he shaved, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you always look your best when you leave the house, though? I mean, you might have some time.
Hell no. Hell no.
I definitely don't.
But I'm not talking about going to Lowe's on Saturday morning. I'm talking about when we're actually going somewhere.
But like, see, here's where you just got to put that shoe on the other foot. And
stupid.
No. Walk in circles. It's not that, but it's like when I love seeing a woman wear high heels, but I can't imagine a woman having to wear high heels. Like, what that's like. So, are you putting the same amount of effort into, like, your appearance that, you know, your
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You're wanting her to do?
Probably not.
So,
well, then that's double standard.
Paige, that is a double standard, is it not? Oh my God!
Oh, there's absolutely a double standard,
right?
I mean, you recognize it though. Okay. So.
Paige recognizes.
Yeah. Of course there is. I mean,
but
like,
there's a lot of ways.
Dudes don't wear makeup. I didn't make the rules. You know,
they do. A lot of dudes wear makeup. I sell makeup to dudes every single day. Straight men too. Men cover up their blemishes on their face and they use skincare.
And they're not on like TV.
Believe it or not, they are not. They are straight men.
Was it Wonder Boy after he got socked in the eye or something?
I see it all the time. And there's ways that you can wear makeup to protect, you know, like a lighter makeup.
Listen, I'll book a show later with you.
That will help because she needs to wear sunscreen.
Brian, can you hold on for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, Brian.
You tell me straight guys buy makeup for themselves.
They buy concealer. They sure as heck do.
That's going to turn
into
the whole thing.
And the new thing now for
men don't buy fragrance. They say they buy cologne and fragrance, but the new thing with fragrance is it's
you know,
unisex.
Yes.
Well, those are gay dudes.
No, they're straight guys.
I buy stud sauce.
Like you tell me, gay dudes are wearing like white diamonds and things.
No, these are straight men that have lots of girlfriends that are handsome. Rage.
Well, then they're not monogamous.
Why do you think they have a lot of girlfriends?
Yes,
because to hide the fact they're gay. You know why they have girlfriends is probably because they look good and they wear makeup. Break it
down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, folks. Rob doesn't like sovereign citizens.
Oh, no.
He's fine with it. I'm giving him some crap on text. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 19th of August already. Happy birthday.
Suck it. I spoiled one for you earlier. So he's a happy heavenly. He's a happy heavenly coming. We'll start with this fat ass. Former fat ass. He's not fat anymore.
Former fat ass.
He's a reformed fat ass.
Actually, yeah, and I don't know how he lost it.
Busta Rhymes?
No. Nah. It's not Busta Bus. He was courtside at the Knicks games up to the title run. He's a big Knicks fan. He's hanging out with Ben Stiller and Chalamet and Charles Oakley.
Big pun.
No, rest in peace. He left us a long time ago.
Shoot. I don't know. Fat Joe.
Hey!
Fat Joe. I'm going to say Big John.
John. Not Big John
Big
from
Bad John.
Rock of Love.
Lil Bad John. God, I don't know.
Is it Big John?
I love rap music. I do. but like I never really thought he was all that big a deal.
Nah, especially when 50 Cent came out within the club and they kind of had a little beef, a little feud back and forth.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'll still guess his age, though, if you'd like.
Fat Joseph, who's Skinny Joe now.
Big one?
No. They thought this was going to be the big song.
He's got to be in his 50s already.
Really?
Did you?
I just got him off my leg.
Oh, okay. Well, look.
I'm wearing shorts today, so they literally. I did.
Paige, did you fire off a bat signal by chance?
No, I was only halfway.
Really? Because the wing was out. Wings gone wild around here when it's hot enough.
Wow.
So I feel like he's not 50 yet. By the way, you just read it. So I'm going to go 49.
47.
He's 56.
Jeez, I was right.
Wow. Your result today.
Poop. You're throwing up a poker face now.
You can't see my. Can't see
so
me.
So we're going to the older.
Usually has a stroker face.
Stroke? Oh, damn.
I didn't mean like you were having a stroke. I mean like you were being good to yourself.
Yes. You're talking about the old goon face. Goon face killer. You know, we'll keep it going for this lady. Don't have music for her, but her husband is very famous. Everybody's connected to her husband, and some way or another.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, save that for later. Jesus, what did you see? You make these comments that are like dead on. Billy's coming up. But talk about Keira Sedgwick.
Kevin Bacon.
K-E-V-U-M. Yeah. Kevin.
It's one of those relationships where it's like, God, is it always as good as it seems? Y'all just seem like so good for each other.
They've been together a long time.
I know, but like show me the arguments. Don't make me feel bad that
you know they got some. You know they argue.
I'm gonna go for her.
Over money.
I'm gonna go a very polite 65.
64.
She's 61. You know, you mentioned that as a joke, but they are a couple victims of Bernie Madoff. Like, it lost a lot of money for him.
Really?
Yeah. They took the bacons, I guess you will, if you would, for a lot of money.
Oh, somebody hid the
bacon.
A
lot of money.
Oh, God, boy. I tell you what, that cast ain't that damn big.
No.
They must all have birthdays over the summer.
This gentleman went by the name of Blackie in a little show called General Hospital.
John Stamos.
Stamos's birthday, Uncle Jesse.
Not being confused with John Amos.
Your Uncle Jesse? Paige's Uncle Jesse. I'd say my Uncle Jesse.
I don't have an Uncle Jesse.
My Uncle Jesse was freaking Jesse Duke. Which is a bad name to have. Jesse Duke.
Denver. John Stamos.
Was there a Stinky Duke? Do we know?
There's a Mondo.
Mondo Duke.
You know, they make a killing at these cons. They just had a con in Orlando. And you could take a picture with just John, or you could take, you know, Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky. You could take a picture of both.
Becky and Dookie Duke.
Though. I don't remember him, but...
Dookie Duke.
You could take a picture with the whole cast of Full House for a lot of money.
Oh, was Christian Laettner there? Paige wants to know.
I want to know.
Dookie Duke.
Oh, my guy.
Was the Dukes of North Carolina? I don't know. Grant Hill? I don't know.
We love Duke. We love the Alaskan assassin. Trajan Langdon.
He's one of those that... He's starting to show it a little bit, which good. You should.
Yeah.
He's starting to show his age.
Yeah, but women, like, they love this dude still.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Old Johnny. Johnny boy.
I would have back in the day.
You would now.
You would.
If he walked in.
Like, right probably now. You didn't even shower today, probably. No, I was just guessing.
Why would you say that?
I'm just messing.
Do you want
to
smell that?
No. Oh, here we go. She's smelling armpits now. Here, he'll offer to do that for free. No, I was fat boy.
You're
I'll
charging
use it on you.
People
I didn't
this.
Mean that. No way. I feel bad now.
Stay
We only got a few minutes.
Okay, 60.
65.
4.
63. Oh, Johnny Stamos.
You have to slap me.
This one's for...
I didn't. Mean to.
This one's for you, Looper.
Don't do it again.
Look.
Brett Spiner.
No. What? You met him, I think. I think you met him with Looper. Or did you watch Looper meet him?
I watched Looper meet him. Frakes?
Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah. Well, I watched him meet him. I didn't meet him.
Captain's mozzarella log.
Yeah.
When did you meet him?
When we Matt Steen and
you met somebody.
Priscilla Presley. Oh,
okay. If it was the last SC Comic Con, it was the one before, right?
It was the one before, yeah.
Yeah, Frakes was there. Spiner was there.
I'm ready for the Fallen.
Ooh.
Weren't Frakes and Spiner hanging out with them?
I know one of the guests is going to be at the Fallen that I'm embargoed to not say. I'll tell you off the air, though.
Oh.
I won't say it on there. It's a good one.
Will you write it down? Because I'll forget to ask you.
I'm trying to see if we can make an in-studio out of it.
I'm trying to break the record for getting out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, like, I'll forget to ask you, so I want you to write it down.
71?
72.
74 for Jonathan Frakes. Looper will probably get this one, too, because he was a big fan of Simon and Simon. He's also a major dad.
Get out.
You know me, dude.
Did you ask for that one personally?
I will say that I was consulted about the wrestlers and not that. But he knew when he said that. He said, this one's going to be one you like. I said, God bless it, dude.
If that one happens, I'm going to have to do some studying up, to be honest with you.
It's like one of my favorite shows. Mm. One of my favorite shows, definitely.
Smack her again, like she just did you. You owe her, too. Oh, that's a good one.
Right there, Ric Flair chopped her. That hurt.
She'll like you a lot more now.
Who's this?
I'm supposed to talk to her like this. Gerald McCraney.
Oh, Major Dad. 74.
75.
79 years old, Gerald McCraney. And you mentioned him earlier. You mentioned his wife. William Jefferson Clinton.
I was telling you about the
Bill's birthday.
This conspiracy out there about him.
Wow.
His dad was not his dad. And, he was adopted.
Were the Underwoods on House of Cards based off of the Clintons? A lot of people think
By God, yes. Bill
Clinton, excuse me.
Let's see. Let me do some math here.
Good luck. Shout out Wade. Real moms.
I believe that he would be...
from Arkansas. 82? He did meet JFK. That's that famous picture of them shaking hands.
Hey, Dad.
81.
It's a big one.
80.
80 for Bill Clinton, who laughed when he saw the painting of him in the blue dress that Epstein had commissioned.
Kenneth Starr, why he wanted that dress, that blue dress? He wanted to DNA test it to freaking prove once and for all who Bill Clinton's real dad was.
Didn't he lobby to be the special investigator after the Whitewater deal kind of went south? He was a part of that too, right?
Yep. Janet Reno knew it as well.
Oh, Jan.
They knew who Bill Clinton's dad was.
Well, happy heavenly birthday to...
craziness, man.
Matthew Perry would have been 57 years old.
Your favorite sauce.
Stupid-ass ketamine queen, part of his supply.
I feel bad for him and everything, but,
Why? I just don't understand.
I feel bad that drugs gets a hold of people, but at the same time, victim.
Especially I don't know. Somebody like him who knew it was a fight his whole adult life, and then he was real about it. He's like, I'm going to go in and out of this, I'll relapse, but just still a good dude. Gene Roddenberry would have been 105.
Star Trek.
Yeah. Oh, that's he and Frakes on the same day.
That's weird.
Yeah. Fred Dalton Thompson. The senator, the actor in Tennessee, Law and Order.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to court, Jack.
God.
I want you to go to court.
What else? He's in another epic movie.
Time for Red October.
Yeah.
He would have been 84 years old. Also, he ran the airport in Die Hard 2 with Sipowicz, who had a very foul mouth in Die Hard 2.
God, when they would go out into the airport.
Yeah.
God almighty, boy, you got a mind.
Oh, I might want to tear that up right now.
You definitely do.
Is that who's coming to?
Wow.
That was your guess?
What was that?
Is that the new sponsorship that Rob's going to consider for SC Comic Con?
Oh, my God.
No.
Wow.
I'll take that shirt.
That's lead gen for Rob Inario.
Is that one of his redirects to call Rob?
I don't mean magic.
That is.
Or a genie.
God, you imagine randomly typing this horrible, filthy word I wrote, and then it pops up to callrob.com.
Can you imagine if we had cameras in here and it zoomed in right on that right there?
Oh, if we had a flock camera, I would have been on a list.
I'd
tear this up real good.
I'd get a...
Donald would have refused to acknowledge himself in front of me.
Donald. I'd like to talk to Donald again and ask him questions about that. Like,
yeah, that's what I call him.
We should ask him what he thought about the taser gloves that they're getting for.
We didn't even talk about those yet.
Yeah,
we got to call us back, Sovereign Donald. Not
now. Talk about taser gloves that they're getting that are freaking nuts.
Powerful too, potent as.
Why stop with the hands? Why not get taser shoes? You super kick somebody and tases them.
Oh.
You have an idea.
Call us back at not at 7:30 tomorrow, Sovereign Donald, but before that.
Yeah, right. Another time. You know why not 7:30 tomorrow? Because we'll be busy doing
Facebook fussing.
Paige gets full reign to dress up as any characters she would like to be.
Bag of wigs. Don't culturally misappropriate. But,
no.
You know.
Don't doze all it up. We told you that last Halloween.
Which, by the
Halloween.
Way, look at her now. Well, I'm just saying, not the worst few bucks to spend if you're on the OF and want to throw somebody a tip.
Do you want me to bring some Halloween costumes?
Or this is for you, though.
I want you to look like a Nosferatu with jugs. It'd be a Dracula with knockers.
Eek.
Really? Looks a lot better than you used to.
You think?
Dracula?
Yeah, but you have a high threshold of females. What you're attracted to.
Not a high threshold, a low. The standards are too high, you say. So say you.
You like, you love beautiful women. You know what I'm trying to say?
Who doesn't?
What a bully you are. Shame on me for that.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Also, thanks for putting Mrs. X over. I hope that made her smile.
Are you,
right?
Are you bad? Because
I
you
feel like there
like
should be a reward in my future of, you know, edible.
What did you do?
She's not a drug dealer.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.